Pope Benedict XVI celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany Sunday, calling for men and women to have the courage to work for a more just and united world.
Today we celebrate the solemn Feast of Epiphany, when our Lord made himself known to Gentiles. Christ continues to manifest himself to men and women of all nations, inviting them to share in the inheritance of grace.
Thousands of multicolored umbrellas spilled from St. Peter's Square as families took refuge from relentless rain to hear the Pope's Angelus address. He told them that the light of the star, followed by the three wise men to Bethlehem, is a sign that the light of Christ had begun to draw men to him, of all tongues, peoples and cultures. The Church, he continued, carries out the mission of that star for all humanity, but the same could be said of every individual Christian. Each authentic believer is called to help those who perhaps have difficulty in finding the path that leads to Christ.
Così quella luce pur modesta nel suo apparire sulla terra si proiettava con potenza nei cieli.
Earlier, in a solemn mass marking the feast day, Pope Benedict XVI delved deeper into the meaning of Epiphany. In a homily that traced the history of God's divine plan of salvation for all mankind, stretching back over 4,000 years to events recounted in the book of Genesis, Pope Benedict told the congregation that this divine plan was fully revealed and realized in Christ, but that it is still asking to be heard by history. This, continued the Pope, is where the truth of man and his entire history lies, but it is contrasted by divisive pressures and abuses which lacerate humanity and are caused by the sin of conflict and selfishness.
Anche oggi tuttavia resta in molti sensi vero quanto diceva il profeta: nebbia fitta avvolge le nazioni, la nostra storia.
Pope Benedict explained, it cannot be said that globalization is synonymous of world order. In fact, it is the opposite. Conflicts for world order and the pillaging of natural resources such as water and raw materials make the work of those who strive for a just and fair world all the more difficult. We need a greater hope, he said, that helps us choose common good over the luxury of a few and the misery of many.
C'è bisogno di una speranza più grande.
Quoting from his encyclical Spes Salvi, Pope Benedict related these divisions to a lack of hope and faith in Jesus Christ. This great hope, he said, can only be God, not any God, but the God who has a human face. If there is hope, he added, then we can soldier on in sobriety. If there is no hope, then we search for happiness in the fleeting, superfluous, in excesses, and we ruin not just ourselves, but the entire world. Moderation, therefore, he noted, is not simply an ascetic rule, but also a path to salvation for humanity. By now, he said, it has become increasingly evident that only by choosing a sober lifestyle accompanied by a serious commitment to an equal distribution of wealth will a just and sustainable model of development be possible.
Per questo c'è bisogno di uomini che nutrano una grande speranza e possiedano perciò molto coraggio.
Pope Benedict XVI concluded his homily with an invitation to hope and courage. There is a need, he said, for men and women who nurture great hope and thus possess even greater courage. The courage of the Magi, who undertook a long journey following a star and who knew how to kneel before a child and offer him their most precious gifts. We all need this courage, he said, anchored to a solid hope.
Let us all cooperate in this task and bear joyful witness to Jesus our Savior by following closely his teachings and example. I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome and a happy festive.